gentlemen, the show that's all about the Three Musketeers shooting Freemasons in the back of the face with a musket. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, chasing down the Satanist, the globalist, and the scumbaggeriest individuals that you could ever conceive of in your life by bringing the people who bring you just that little bit closer to goodness on the airwaves to share their stories, because, hey, everybody's got one. And it's surprising how much interesting things you can find out by talking to other people and not overthinking things by yourself. My very special guest is indeed a very special lady. Her name is Janita Pacelli. Janita, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Vinny, for having me. It's a great show. Thank you.
Can I ask you, just to sort of explain whom you are and what it is you do?
Well, who I am, I guess you call me a fractal environmentalist. If anybody's familiar with Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, fractal biology, I'm teaching people how to save the planet through saving themselves. So basically what we do, we're green body and mind environmentalists. And we teach people how to get all the toxins out of their bodies and out of their food and out of their environment in order to maintain their own health and their quality of life. And in doing that, when you make the right decision for just one cell in your body, you're by default making the right decision for the planet reducing and eliminating the demand for all the junk and toxins and drugs called medicine, et cetera, that they're killing us with out there.
Yeah, well, the medical industry seems to be adept at putting the sin back into medicine.
They have studied the mechanisms of death and destruction and disease and addiction very well, and they've got their game down.
Well, they have perfected it to the point where at which it's if me, being a relatively unfit individual, were to take on, say, Lennox Lewis in the ring, it's not a fair fight.
No, it's a good way to put it there, Vinny. You're right on target.
They have that propagandistic power, don't they? A repetition,
yes, they
oversizing.
Yes, they do.
Now, toxic body, toxic people. This is something I've written down here as a topic for discussion. Is that something that you've seen in your practice, that people will come in and they'll be acting like kind of a douchebag, and as soon as they're all healed and got all the toxins out of their system, they stop being such a douchebag?
Absolutely. In fact, part of the medical model, again, the green body and mind model, is, for one, to get toxic people out of your life, to enjoy...
Purge!
They're just as bad on your system as you know, the bad food that you may be eating and other things that are destroying the human organism. But no, absolutely. In fact, it's funny, and I just did a presentation for InShape Gyms last weekend, and that's exactly one of the topics were that, you know, in fact, I used the South Park kids, you know, to demonstrate it. but basically, when people are toxic, And this is one of the reasons why these drugs and these chemicals and foods and this and that are helping, one of the many ways that they're helping to destroy our society, is the fabric of our society, is because people are becoming extremely toxic, and their tongues become toxic when their bodies are toxic, their attitude is toxic, they have very little, if any, healthy response to stress. They can handle absolutely zero of it these days. And they become fearful of each other, and it's a really great way, you know, to bring people down and keep them home at night, you know? So absolutely, people are becoming extremely toxic with each other as a result of the drugs and food, chemical drugs, psychiatric drugs, you name it. Somebody's on something. Everyone's nearly everyone is on something. You know, if you put it all together, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the psych drugs, the other drugs, then, you know, you're looking at over 90% of the adult population and a very alarming percentage of the child population, the adolescent population, is on some kind of drug. And that's really sad. It's an epidemic issue today.
It's almost as big an epidemic as obesity. But I'm wondering which is actually the bigger killer, considering the amount of unreported deaths associated with severe psychiatric drug reaction.
Well, you know, that's true. You know, Gary Knoll did a very well done. In fact, he had doctors from the AMA study across the U.S. To determine what percentage of people of deaths yearly were attributed to iatrogenic illness, meaning death by medicine. And they came up with, I mean, because the AMA itself, they admit to third place, but you know, Gary Knoll and company did a study, and we're looking at more like first place. Death by medicine, when you look at, you know, okay, all these drugs that are endocrine disruptors that cause obesity, when you look at the, you know, all the different, you know, problems. In fact, Vioxx, you know, killed 60,000 people in 1 year. And when you look at all of it, they're actually, you know, they should give themselves more credit. They're actually the number one killer.
Okay, great. So
why be so modest?
No. But on the other hand, there's another interesting statistic to that. So not only is the medical industry the world's number one killer, let's just call a spade, but yeah. Also incidentally, if you have the letter MD after your name, statistically, you're 11 times more likely to be a serial killer.
Right. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Thank you. Thank you for schooling me there, Vinny. So that's what they do on their off time.
Well, let's assume they have any off time, because I presume that when you get forced into the herd silo mentality in med school, you get sleep deprivation, much like they do in the military, overstressing your mind. It forces them into this sort of cross-nexus clique where they get collective punishment if they do something wrong. They are competing with everybody else as opposed to cooperating with them. It's not medical education. It's right. Cult indoctrination.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Who are the kind of psycho killers who'd wind up, who'd want to be in the most prestigious murder cult in the world and be responsible for the most death per capita?
Right, right.
Now, you know, I'm not suggesting that doctors, you know, this is their intention and that's why they become into medicine. I'm saying that they're drawn to the power and over life and death at a young age. And basically, that's just naturally where they go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I know I work with a lot of doctors. I have doctors in my family. And of course, me being the black sheep of the family, the still living black sheep, that is. But the only sheep, let's put it that way, in the medical field now. But you know, they have their hands tied. You know, Big Pharma actually owns the standards of care now in the medical field. So even let's give them, you know, a good shot. Let's say that somebody actually went into medicine because they wanted to help humanity. Guess what? You can't. You know, you can't. You, because standards of care today are to keep people, like Bill Maher says, I love him, you know, somewhere in between, you know, death and well, you know, they don't want, you know, to cure. In fact, they have a saying, you know, the first tragedy is to kill someone, the second one is to cure them. And that's something that that's a saying in the medical profession. They want you somewhere in between because that's where the profit is. You know, treatment for life, managed care, you know, all these things, you know, that's where they're, you know, they are trained to keep you. So, you know, even if they wanted to do good, they can't. So, you know, really, and by the way, they are getting more and more and more wise to this, and many of them are either getting their ND degrees and losing their MD degrees, or, you know, in some way, shape, or form, trying to get around it and find something else to do and leave the prescription pad behind. Some of them. But, you know, so long as there is the, you know, the purple magic pill and people believe that it exists, you know, we're going to have this problem, because it does take two to tango, you know. These doctors, you know, well, they are starting to force drug people, but the legal establishment is. But you know, it does take two to tango. They put out there on those ads that, you know, this will take care of everything, you know. But you might not wake up tomorrow, but today you'll feel good.
it's like you... let me see if I can set the scene here for you. Do you have a very big problem with being in front of large crowds of people, slightly nervous? Perhaps you need a drug to take all those cares of inadequacy all the way. It's called cocaine. Buy it right now from Pfizer.
Right, right. Well, and that's actually true. Ritalin has been established by a very prestigious doctor here, AMA doctor, that it's identical. And I knew this as a biochemist. We all know this in the sciences. But it's nearly identical. And in fact, in the way that it affects the brain, it molecularly, it's nearly identical. However, in the brain, how it affects the brain is identical in PET scans. So call it what it is. You know, it's cocaine. Ritalin is cocaine. We know that.
Now, wasn't cocaine prescribed readily way back in the day, like in the early 1900s? In fact, they even had a brand of soft drink called Coca-Cola, which had the coca leaf extract, which was cocaine in it.
Right. Well, actually, I was reading recently that Coca-Cola still is the only company in the U.S. that has rights to actually bring coca over here. Because there's
that doesn't surprise me. Right. They're involved in a lot of high-level drug money laundering schemes as well. It's convenient enough when you have a company that's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. You're like, if you or I came in to a bank and, say, gave $10,000 or more, we'd have to write out a little explanation of where this money came from, right?
Right.
But if you're listed on Wall Street, you don't have to do that. And they're laundering an estimated $500 billion. And this is a conservative estimate, $500 billion a year. Mm. And that was like 10 years ago. Goodness knows what it is now.
Right. Well, that's another good piece of information I didn't know. But, you know, Vinny, this stuff, it's all over the place. You know, people really have to wise up that, you know, we didn't, you know, get here all by ourselves. I mean, you know, being, you know, one of the 99% here. You know, I think that it's really important that people understand that, be it, I don't care if it's your food, if it's your medicine, the car you drive, you have to be a conscious consumer. You have to be a green consumer, you know, practice conscious capitalism. You know, if you don't like the way things are, you know, you have to research the companies that you're spending your money on, because it's the money that we give them that they use to pay off our representatives, right? So it's a dollarocracy. There's no such thing as a democracy anymore. You know, they're taking away our Constitution every single day, little by little. So that, let's get real. That doesn't exist anymore. Let's see it for what it is. The United States is a company. It's a corporation. And
in some cases, literally. And in fact, a guy named Clint Richardson, just done a little movie called The Corporation Nation. It turns out that all those major Fortune 500 U.S. companies, you know, McDonald's and the drug companies and all of that kind of stuff, the government actually owns, like, a controlling stake in most of them.
Of course. Oh, yeah. The board of directors between Monsanto, the FDA, the government, you know, it looks like a musical chairs game.
Well, it's because they are literally owned by the government. They even have shares, and he found them. That's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Even our municipalities and our city councils and everything have been formed into companies, and the federal government's bought shares into them, sort of thing. You know, it's really quite scary. We literally have become that fascist nation ideal, where the government owns everything and the corporations own the government.
Right.
So they're eventually going to cut out the middleman, and it'll just be the corporations rolling in.
Exactly. We're heading directly in that direction, on that path. So that's why I say, you know, wise up and start, you know, really being, you know, conscious about where you're spending your money, because it's the only way that we, you know, through emptying their pockets. But, you know, to do that, Vinny, you know, look at the companies that you just mentioned, McDonald's, Pfizer. We're talking about addictions here. We're talking about food addictions.
Yes.
We're talking about, you know, they are making, you know, their money off of addiction, convenience and addiction, okay? And you know, it's not only taking your government back, but it's taking your health back. You know, truly, you make the right decision for one cell in your body, and by default, you're making the right decision for the government, you know, to change your government, to heal your planet. You know, your health, you know, in fact, you know, the future of the planet, it really does rest in your health.
It's kind of like that song says, you know, first you save yourself, then you save the world.
Exactly. I mean,
think about it. think about the most interesting battles in history, like Alexander the Great, for example. Mm-hmm. He kept his enemies up all night, fearing that he would attack during the night. He told his own men to go and get some sleep so that they were well-rested and clear-headed, and then came over the hill in the morning and slaughtered all the incredibly tired and sick-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening on a global scale right now.
Yeah.
Everybody else is being tricked into staying up all night and worrying about everything.
Are you kidding? They are staying up all night. Well, I mean, oh, yeah, you said tricked. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you know, I get that. You know, insomnia is a really big issue in, you know, the health world today. You know, people just can't sleep. You know, if it's not our smart meters, our microwaves, our chemtrails, you know, there's so many neurotoxins in our diet and air and soil today that, you know, people are, you can add to that some microwave and smart meters, and you've got an overstimulated sympathetic nervous system that is truly keeping you up all night. People are wasting, you know, they're wasting away.
And if that doesn't work, the mainstream media admits that there are now psychotronic weaponry being implanted in the cell phone towers so they can change your moods at will, quite literally.
Well, I guess all of us that have been always called, you know, been called throughout our lives bullheaded, thick-headed, stubborn, we may have a fighting chance if our skulls are as thick as everybody tells us they are, right?
Yeah, and the mere fact that we're still talking about this in defiance of all their propaganda, all their technology, all their drugs, and all their misinformation, and all their informants, and all their scumbaggery means that we have already won, because we have taken ourselves back. That's what everybody needs to do, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of being back, we will be too, in about a few minutes. The Vinny Eastwood Show.
Broadcasting live from the Sicilian headquarters of the Pfizer Corporation, engaging in warrantless wiretaps and unbridled, unfettered quantities of scumbaggery. Started up by a 33rd degree Freemason, and absolutely looking to dominate the world with toxic drugs and extremely, extremely spermicidal GMO crops. Welcome back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a word from our sponsor, the Mafia. My very special guest
is
Janita Petrelli. And for those of you who are listening live, we can accept your phone calls now. And you will be able to get dispensed free health advice. Now, Janita sometimes can charge at least a reasonable amount for her health knowledge and services because, hey, we all got to live. And if you're doing the right thing for a living, then, hey, there's no problem with that. At least you ain't killing 60,000 people a year and not reporting it. You know, there's always that. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 is the number to call in. As soon as you ring on in, we can just unmute you and welcome you to the show. So, getting back onto the subject of health. Now, finding ways of cutting junk out of your diet is as easy as finding something else to eat. Everybody has to realize this. It's pretty straightforward. Look, there's a bag of M&Ms in the fridge, and there's a lettuce next to it. Choose the lettuce!
Hey, well, you know what? Let me share something here. Hayward State University in California did a study where they took, a bunch of pregnant women and that were willing to keep their children when they were born on an all organic diet, and then they had an equal number of kids, control study on a standard American diet. They didn't ask the women to change anything, right? Just standard American diet. They didn't give them any instructions whatsoever. Just eating like regular people, right? And And remember, it's not such a great idea to be regular people today, because those regular people are dying early, have very little, if any, quality of life, or in and out of doctor's offices. But anyway, at 3 years old, they lined these kids up and they offered them, they put a plate of a good organic meal, lettuce, you know, all the good stuff, and in front of them, and as well as a plate of like little cupcakes and candies and Snickers and candy bars, right? Well, the kids that were raised organic and never given sugar, never anything like that, not even honey, stayed completely away from it. They because it was new, they tried the sugary stuff, and they actually put it down chose to eat the meal, the organic meal. So this is, you know, we just demonstrated there, Vinny, is it is a cultured taste, you know, and really seriously at the clinic, it takes us about truly less than a week to get that taste, you know, out of people's, you know, that craving out of people's palate.
You're under the hold of an addictive substance, okay? These sugary, candy-coated, wonderful things, allegedly, have absolutely no nutritional value, but they have all the taste of something that would be nutritious, okay? So your body craves them, and craves them in large quantities, because no matter how much it eats, it never gets what it needs.
Yeah, well, you know what? Instead of talking people into doing the right thing, let's just, you know, give it straight up. Sugar is the gateway drug. It is causing addictive biochemistry in our adolescent children. They're going, you know, if you've been raised on sugar, in fact, there's lots of medical studies I could recite. But, you know, let's just, you know, instead of going there, let's just, you know, I'll put it out there. You guys can, you know, anybody that wants to can research it. Mount Sinai School of Medicine's got tons of this stuff, you know, the research. But you raise a kid on those sugary diets, they have a three times probability of becoming alcohol addicted before they graduate high school. Okay, it's getting serious out there. Sugar is the gateway drug. It causes all the symptoms that, you know, the blood sugar roller coaster, hypoglycemia, low response to stress, emotionalism, you know, hyper emotionalism, hyper reactivity, all of it. And you know, these are the things that alcohol, all these symptoms are the things that alcohol fixes in a heartbeat. You know, we know that. Let's be honest, man. It's a great elixir. You know, it puts it out. So why set your kid up to have something that they need to put out? You know, why not raise a healthy child that, you know, when alcohol is introduced, and it will be introduced into their lives regardless of how much you try and make it not happen. So when it is reduced, you know how you make your child not get into trouble with alcohol? You feed them right.
Yeah. I once met a lady who used to be on heroin all the time. And she was actually really, really healthy. And all of her friends who were doing heroin were incredibly unhealthy. What was the difference? She made sure that she ate right. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, we have a caller here. And to be honest, this is actually quite a good thing, because I'd actually expected and wanted him to call specifically to come on and talk with us, and magically he has. It's Tom in San Antonio. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Vinny? Yeah, I always, that's a very wise woman you have on her. I didn't catch her name, but she's very interesting. But there's I have a question about, yes, very interesting. You always have good guests and stuff, but there's another wise woman that I'm missing on your network, and that's Christy from the Truth Brigade. Could you give me any information why Jack Blood is in her slot now? Did she quit, or will she be coming back? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I mean, I'll ask the studio and find out for you, Tom.
I would appreciate that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
My friend.
Whoa.
I listen to you every day.
When was the last time you heard Christy live?
Last week, I guess.
Last week? Well, she might be taking a week off or something like that, or changing her schedule.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but Jack Blood has been on. If you could find out, I'll be listening to the show for the rest of the, you know, it's over today.
Well, if all else, Tom, the best thing to do would be to go straight to Christy's website and contact her direct.
Yeah.
Now, you've got some health problems yourself, Tom. And
I've got multiple sclerosis.
Janita, what causes multiple sclerosis?
There's an epidemic of multiple of MS today that is being diagnosed as MS, of course, but we're finding that it's not actually multiple sclerosis. There's aspartame poisoning. You know, aspartame is a very lethal neurotoxin, all right? It's an excito and neurotoxin, which means it damages the nervous system. And you know, there's many things that are adding to this, and it's just getting worse and worse year by year as we get, you know, more and more electronic pollution going on. Because, you know, when you have aluminum from the chemtrails coming in, you got aspartame going into the body, and then, you know, you've got the microwaves, the smart meters and whatnot. What you're doing is you've got conductors. You know, aluminum and mercury are conductors, okay? So you're being inundated with these conductors, and you add to that a stimulant like aspartame, which is overstimulating the nervous system, and add to that electricity, which is really zapping you. Your nervous system is under serious assault. And what happens is it's being destroyed very, very quickly. And I know of a few cases personally that were, you know, I mean, this one woman, when she was diagnosed MS, the doctor basically, you know, told her, you know, you had, you know, she was deteriorating very quickly. Doctor, you know, she was on MS drugs, and, you know, she was still deteriorating. And they said, basically, you know what, sweetheart, you have like 6 months to live. And you know, she found her way through the holistic, you know, to a holistic practitioner that actually helped her. You know, they saw, you know, this guy is beautiful. You know, he saw that, you know, she was a big Diet Coke drinker, and you know, Diet Coke has tons of aspartame in it, and got that out of her diet, put her on a nutrient rich, you know, nervous system rich diet and supplements and whatnot, and she was out of the wheelchair in less than 6 months. So she was not dead in 6 months; she was out of the wheelchair. So, you know, people, anybody listening out there that knows anybody that's been diagnosed MS, you know, seriously, you know, clean them up, put them on a detox diet, get them the care that, you know, some good advice on what they should be taking to help build neurons, you know, neurons in the brain and nervous system tissue, you know, such as your fats, your EFAs, your cod liver oils and whatnot, and get all the toxins out of them, and you will see dramatic improvement.
So, Tom, well, are you actually... Go ahead.
No, I have amalgam fillings in my mouth for probably the last 30 or 40 years. So I have mercury fillings in my mouth. Do you think that could be making it worse?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way,
I can't afford to get them out.
Not chelate until you've got those mercury fillings out of your mouth. A lot of people make the mistake of doing chelation therapy, you know, try and reduce their anxiety and this and that. But if you do chelation therapy, you know, think about it, you know, the pulp of the tooth is actually a live organ. And it has a blood system, a circulatory system, and you are going to be chelating from a direct mercury mine in your mouth into your jaw, which goes directly to your brain. So do not chelate while you have those mercury amalgams. And also, you know, people that go to these biological or what is so-called holistic dentists that, you know, to get the mercury pulled out and to put composites in, you know what? Be very careful. You know, here I am, the toxin police, and I actually, 10 years ago when I had mine pulled out, was quite surprised, and I found out, because I'm a canary in the mine with some toxin. When it comes to metals, I'm a canary in the mine. And I found out the hard way that those composites actually have, of course, a combination of less than toxic as toxic as mercury type metals such as aluminum and nickel.
Oh boy, really?
They also have silicas and fluorides, and so my mouth actually ulcerated. I was supposed to fly to London the next day after the surgery, after these two teeth I had done, and I couldn't breathe without it hurting. So I went back, and I found a biological dentist. You want a dentist that's actually got a certification in biological dentistry, not calling himself holistic, because they're all getting on the bandwagon to get that out-of-pocket money to take the mercury out of your mouth. So get somebody that's actually put the work in to learn how to do it right, and get zirconian fillings, okay? Zirconian is glass. It's second hardest to a diamond, and you get a lifetime warranty. It's an entirely inert structure. And by the way, it's very expensive in the States, but you can go to Costa Rica and get it done. You know, medical tourism is a beautiful thing in Costa Rica, and you can get it done for a quarter of the price in Costa Rica. So, and probably a lot of other areas where, you know, medical tourism is a factor. So, is available. So anyway, but remember, those composites are just, I mean, it may be there. And also, if you're more sensitive, a lot of people are, you know, have particular sensitivities to various metals. So, you know, it's no good having, you know, nickel and aluminum in your mouth either. So don't go for that composite stuff. Go for the zirconian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One problem is I don't have a dental insurance, and, I may be getting on Medicaid, soon, which might take care of it. But see, a lot of, they don't recognize, they say, most dentists around here say, there's no problem with amalgam. You know, in fact, one dentist told me, I'm not supposed to say anything bad about it.
Stuff anymore.
One dentist said that.
You know, everybody knows that, you know, I mean, come on, they have to, when they take it out of your mouth, they wear masks and gloves, and they have to take it to a special container and seal it, and some guy is paid to actually come and pick it up and take it to a special dump.
Right.
It's fine. It's toxic waste, right?
it's toxic waste. That's what I was told. It's considered toxic waste once they take it out of your mouth.
Yeah, but once it's in your mouth, it's all good, chewy goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's all good when it's in there.
I'm a nervous
wreck, and I can't have trouble sleeping. You were talking about sleeping. I have trouble sleeping every night. I have to take Alprazolam to sleep every night.
Yeah, you know, I want to make a point here to, you know, I know we got some people are going to be calling in, and, I don't want to waste my time debating about and bitch, you know, hearing about how expensive it is to be healthy today, because, you know, we created the world we live in, and this is the way it is. Just like anything else you want to own, you know, when you want to own a car, you go out and you get a job and you pay for the car. Well, you want to own a house, you go out and get a job and you pay for the house. You know, your health is the same thing today. You have to own your health. You actually have to go out and get a job and pay for it, because it is not being dispensed. They have no interest in your health. They have every interest.
I know.
So everybody listening, you know, just, and also I feel really sorry for the people that have, you know, are getting this news late, and they believe the whole medical system and all the ads and all the white coats and that whole delivery system that they have, making you believe that somebody else has, authority and a better ability over your health than you, such as a doctor, which is entirely untrue. You're the only one that heals in the end. I feel sorry for those that are getting the news late, and there's millions of people that are getting the news late. They can't get out of their houses. But don't become one of those people, you know. If you're listening, know that it's a serious thing out there right now.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The flight to New Zealand by plane from New York City takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. Especially if you're also chemtrailed and contrailed and aspartamed and injected with mercury poisoning fillings, like many people around the world today are living a life of suffering because they'd been lied to the whole time and didn't know how to stay healthy. And now that they do know, they're so unhealthy that it's much harder to do something about it. And it's a real tragedy. Tom, we still have you on the line here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in, the number is 218-339-8525. And it seems that Janita's probably, as far as I've seen, dispensing health advice or knowledge of somebody's actual, you know, shall we say, health predicament. She's just no nonsense, and she knows all these eclectic things that basically conspire to corrupt your health. It's quite interesting to listen to.
She seems to know a lot. What's her name? Jeanette? Did you say?
Janita.
Jeanette. Oh, Janita.
Janita. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Janita, for the information. Thank you, Vinny.
Doing better soon.
All right, Tom, thank you very much.
I don't take any aspartame or fluoride. I try to avoid fluoride and all that junk. I know that much, you know, but thank you, Vinny, for running a good show and being a good guy. And thanks for everything, okay? You take care. God bless.
You're very okay? welcome.
I enjoy your day, Tom. You know, I want
to mention thank you
over here, because it's real important that, you know, people, you know, don't buy anything in a package or a can anymore. They don't have to put what is in there on the label. In fact, there's another product on the market, a new product on the market called Neotame, and it's actually worse than aspartame, and they don't have to put it on the label anymore. So just don't buy their junk anymore. You know, just stop buying it. Stop.
How Matrix references that? It's the Neo tame. I'm going to tame Neo, you know.
I love it.
I love it. Hey, I mean, they should have a drug that's called Agent Smith. It just makes you, for some reason, want to buy a Desert Eagle and blow holes in people who are trying to free their minds.
And look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I hate this place.
I had the blessing of coming into medicine, holistic medicine, as a scientist. You know, I went out and got those other acronyms behind my name so I could have a certification and a license to practice holistic medicine. But really, I don't use it, to be honest with you. Science has very little to do with medicine anymore. Science knows what we need to heal, but there's, you know, a huge wedge. You see, because when I see things under my microscope, there's no lying there. There's no lying. When I put Prozac in a Petri dish and I watch the cells disintegrate, in fact, we're going to do that. We're going to put that up on YouTube one day. You know, when I see it with my own eyes, you know, I don't, you know, that's not sales science. Nobody's, you know, being hired to write a story for me, you know, based on what somebody else is saying in some other prestigious, you know, academic environment such as Princeton or Harvard. You know, a lot of these people are being hired to give very favorable stories with fairy tales about very toxic products. I see what's happening. You know, I'm a scientist, and my entire medical model is built on science. And to say that means that basically all I'm doing in my medical model is honoring our relationship with the planet. Okay, and you know, without these raw materials that our body needs, that our bodies have evolved for 3 million years using these materials, we look the way we look because of a relationship that's been in play for over 3 million years with the planet, between ourselves and the planet. And when you start trying to change that relationship overnight, it's called toxic, and it causes mutations and death. That is it. It's bottom line. You can't negotiate it. The laws of health are not negotiable. You either follow the rules or you will experience dis-ease and eventually death.
Now, fertility is another thing that me and my girlfriend have been talking about recently. What can you tell us about that? I mean, are there elements that have been put into our diet that have a sterilizing effect or other influences that might stop people from being perhaps as fertile as they should be as in recent times?
Of course. In fact, you know, the birth defect rate, well, there's the sterility issue. Now, the fluoride in the water, of course, you know, they were using fluoride in Nazi Germany at the camps. And it's in the documents. They were using it openly to reduce sperm count, to make the prisoners infertile and docile. Okay, now you know it's a sad truth. But if you talk to most Americans today out on the street, you know they got there's a lot of fluoride out there. Let me tell you, the effects of fluoride in dumbing down America is very very evident today. The mercury toxicity, you know, mercury toxicity is another one. So we have fluoride, we have mercury, which reduces sperm count. And it's what's alarming is that mercury is in nose sprays, direct tissue to the brain, in eye drops, direct tissue to the brain. It's also in high fructose corn syrup now. So how is mercury getting in high fructose corn syrup, which is something that is put in nearly everything today? If you're eating a conventional diet, it is likely that you are getting high fructose corn syrup in there, and it now has the mercury in it. So, and then the GMO thing, you know, we've opened Pandora's box. It's too eerie. You know, it's so eerie that, you know, I actually had to stop research. I went into a month's research just on GMOs, and I had to stop because it was too depressing. So, you know, and yeah. GMOs, by the way, are directly responsible. Think about it. You're messing with the DNA, and, you know, you are what you eat, right? GMOs are causing mutation. They're causing mutations in the gut. But for pregnant women, those mutations are allowed to the mutation potential is allowed to play itself out on a developing fetus, and our birth defects rates are skyrocketing today. So anyone out there, again, if you know a woman that's of childbearing age and or is pregnant, please, if you know, the first thing on their list is to get GMOs out of their bodies immediately.
Now, we have a flurry of callers, and I don't think we'll actually be able to get to them all before the break. So the Greek and area code 239, if you guys will probably be there for about another 5 to 10 minutes. But area code 502, you're on the air. What's your name and Benny, state your business?
Yeah, Benny, it's Sid. I'm not in Indiana anymore.
Oh, really? Have you moved out, Sid?
I'm in Kentucky now.
Mmm, nice. Is the fried chicken good?
Oh, God help me. I wouldn't touch that stuff. Hey, Benny.
Because it's full of MSG.
Yeah, it's full of whatever. I don't really care. Hey, Benny, look, let me tell you. 18 months ago, I was on 22 medications. I had my second bout of cancer. I was 300 pounds. I am now 168. I am on 2 medications.
Nice
job.
In the grocery store today, I had a crowd of 6 people around me as I started talking to a little lady who has MS in a wheelchair. Before I knew it, 6 people were surrounding me because they asked me how I did it. Everywhere I go, they're asking me how I did it. I want your people that are listening, listen to this lady, do what she's saying, and then become local.
Yeah, you're a rock star. Thank you.
No, you're a rock star. Actually, Benny's a rock star. Much love and peace to you guys.
What you did. I hope you truly recognize how you not only got yourself healthy, but what you're doing for our planet and what you're doing. By getting yourself healthy and the way you did it and sharing it with everybody you meet, you are going to save a lot of lives. The people that are examples, they save more lives than I get to in a career. The people that are examples of this medicine are the ones that are going to be saving the planet. So,
hey, Doc.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
If one person reaches out to one person, and that person reaches out to one person, before you know it, we save the whole planet.
You're absolutely right. And please don't call me a doctor. Those are fighting words.
I'm a quack like a duck. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's obviously a herbalist. Thank you, Sid, for calling in. That was actually that was a really wicked call. Such a short one.
He rocks. I love to hear that stuff. Because not only did he do it, but think about 22 drugs and cancer. Think about how beautiful the human body is when you give it a chance to heal. You know, it can heal from anything. You get that bad stuff out, you put the good stuff in. That's all it needs. You know that the mechanics...
I'm sorry. Sorry, we're going to have to go to a break. All the body needs is to do what it could do, so give it what it needs. That's what it's all about. Here we go. Alert the masses. Broadcasting live on the fabulous American Freedom Radio Network. Also, incidentally, there are replays on Ifinity FM. That's ifinityfm.co.nz for the Southern Network in New Zealand here. And rushfm.co.nz, my very good man, Roy, who is a prolific inventor and radio station runner and even a host himself. So, There's a whole eclectic mix of people that we have on this show. It's usually a different person every day that you probably never heard of, but we'll definitely want to hear from again. That's why I insist that they plug their websites while they're on air. That's why we archive it too. So before we go to our caller, the Greek, and we have another caller in, area code 239. You guys are still hanging on. Thank you very much. I'd like you to plug your websites, Janita.
Pardon me? Oh, thank you. it's ShangriLaBioSpa.com. That's S-H-A-N as in Nancy, G-R-I-L-A, B as in boy, I-O, S-P as in Paul, A.com.
And if you're listening to this on the audio streams or archives, there will be links later on put down in GorillaMedia.co.nz, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, and AmericanFreedomRadio.com archives. So, trust me, there will be no shortage of ways to find Janita Petrelli. Not to mention, if you Google her, there's very few people with that name that have actually decided to make something of themselves and try and serve humanity. So she'll be number one on Google. it's amazing how the New World Order system allows us to connect together in so much better ways. Greg, you are live.
All right. Well, I'm glad I am. Thank you. Live and kicking, hopefully. And a wonderful guest. I was inspired to call. Just based on the nature, the subject matter, and of the nature of the substances, you know, that we're putting in our bodies, unbeknownst to most people, you know, most people just don't really take the time to think about what they're buying or eating or drinking. But what inspired me to call is that there's actually another aspect to this, touched upon the guest being that she doesn't like being called doctor. Now, I see that the people viewing doctors as an authority figure. I have no problem with the authority, but they're engrossed in what I call medical fiction.
Right.
And not just in the substance aspect, but the contextual aspect of the diagnosis and the treatment and the actual diseases themselves are actually what I call medical fictions.
You're so right, and I love you. I love how you put it. You know what? I'm going to use that if you don't mind.
Well, please do. And may I give an example? And this is actually a wonderful venue, the Vin Eastwood Show, because there are people here that really, you know, might do the research. I invite everyone to consider, and the guests as well. You know, the first thing you do when you go to the doctor, they inspect you, they put a blood pressure test on you, they inflate a cuff, and that cuff stops the blood from circulating, and when a certain amount of pressure builds up, the blood pushes through, and then they measure the value of that, and they call that blood pressure. Well, the reality of it is, the heart doesn't pump the blood. As a matter of fact, the bottom of the heart is paper thin. You could poke your finger through it. The blood is actually sucked through the body, and the heart is nothing more than a vortex generator. It actually breaks, it stops the flow of blood and diverts a part of it to the lungs. So the whole concept of blood pressure being an issue, of course, there's billions in drugs being issued for that, is a misnomer. Blood pressure is actually a medical fiction. Because anyone that actually does any kind of research on the heart, there's a man called Frank Chester who's proven this over and over again. Frank Chester, and you can look him up, Google it, and he's got some pretty lengthy YouTubes on how it's a seven-sided geometric shape that actually sucks the blood. What actually gets the blood moving through the body is peristalsis of the capillaries. Peristalsis is the effect that you have when you swallow. For example, like astronauts, before they send them out into orbit, they hang them upside down and practice swallowing upside down. That's the peristaltic movement or an inchworm effect. The thing is, the capillaries don't have muscles or nerves to create peristalsis, so it's created by the exchange of gases. So, and without getting too technical, the whole thing about the heart and heart disease is based on complete medical fiction. And it's not the fat or the cholesterol that causes the heart disease, but it's what's called the halide group elements, like chlorine, chloride, fluoride, fluorine, bromine. You'll find the bromine in most of your flour products. They're called brominated flour. So if you notice the introduction of these chemicals, the halides or the halogen group elements, into the diet, you will see there's a parallel increase in what they call arteriosclerosis, because those elements create hardening of soft tissue, and like Vinny once had mentioned, also causes calcification of the pineal gland in the brain as well.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the authority aspect, I have no problem with the authority of the doctors, but they're engrossed in medical fiction. And one of these days, Vinny, maybe I'll send you a bunch of info, because I have a list of about 400 medical fictions that are causing tremendous misery, just misery.
Man, you managed to get 400 together. See, I only thought there were about 350 or so.
Oh, no, I'm still working, I mean, on it. Like, I'll give you another...
Is it one of those never-ending lists? Like, somebody tried to make a list of the lies of Obama, and the problem is he'd need to actually keep giving constant updates because the list never ends.
Insane. It's really insane, and the thing is, just the heart, the whole basis of the heart not pumping the blood, which is very easy to prove. Anyone in medical school, see, when they do an autopsy, they cut off the left ventricle, the whole left side of the heart, because it's paper thin, and throw it on the floor, and they just look at the right side, which is this one-inch thick muscle. You see, and they all know it doesn't pump the blood because the blood is, 60, 80% solids. You need a 1,200 horsepower pump to move the blood through 2,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. And it's amazing how the slave training in university, I actually looked at a lot of med courses a while back. It's actually a form of mental abuse, like you mentioned earlier, with the sleep deprivation. But the academic aspect, they teach one thing, and from the other side of their mouth in the same breath, they teach another, totally contradictory. That's why the dropout rate is so high, because they're trying to make you insane as well, you see.
Well, it's trauma-based mind control, and what they do is they use trauma to create splits in the mind, different personalities that can exist simultaneously, the psychopathic doctor as well as the loving, caring doctor, and that's why they seem to be able to just say one thing and do another, because that's literally how they've been programmed to operate.
Yeah, at a tune of about 100,000, and they're charging you about, what, $50,000 to $100,000 a year now for that too, right?
Well, not to mention, in New Zealand, an article came out in mainstream press that they had also been given upwards of like $160,000 in kickbacks for pharmaceutical companies as a compensation for prescribing their drugs to patients.
Yeah,
Right. Now, anywhere else, I'd consider that bribery. But in the medical profession, it's perfectly okay, you know. I mean, after all, they have 7 years of gargantuan medical bills at Harvard to pay for. And if they want to be out of debt by the time they're 50, they'd better start working on scamming everybody pretty quickly.
Yeah, you ever notice with pharmaceuticals how they never give you the side effects on the brain? And if you ever look at the definition of a zombie or zombieism, the definition is the practitioner administers a strong chemical to their victim that debilitates the brain.
Hence the zombies always crave brains because that's what they're missing. Thank you, Greg, for your call there, mate.
They do impose chemical lobotomies. You know, think about it. A lobotomy, you know, they use a knife to sever tissues between action centers of the brain. And these psych drugs are doing that chemically. It's the same thing, just two different ways of doing it, but it's identical in their effect. So, you know, there's, you know, that to be considered in the equation. And also, you know, going along with what your last caller, the point that he was making, there's so many fairy tales, so many stories that do not have scientific proof to substantiate them, even right down to the whole primacy of DNA. You know, medicine is you know, it's been the primacy of DNA. That's, you know, DNA is self-actualizes. It's DNA, RNA, proteins, right? Well, it doesn't necessarily work that way. I mean, in fact, that was never proven, okay? And the reason why I want to bring this point up and why it's so important for our topic today and having me on is that because I'm an environmentalist, what I do with orthomolecular medicine, it's not about supplements with me. I use actually very, very organic bioavailable substances such as, you know, first food chain things like chlorella and spirulinas and things like that whenever I can over supplements, because a lot of those have a lot of things in them that you don't want. Orthomolecular medicine is truly about to a purist like myself. Is, you know, it's all levels, it's everything about your environment. Because, like, for instance, when I do live blood cell analysis, and, you know, we look at the red blood cells, yes, but what's most important to us is the environment of the cell. Now, this is important, okay, because the study of epigenetics, that is what surrounds the genes, the nuclei, what surrounds the genes is more important than the genes themselves, because it's the environment that determines how the genes are going to express. So that's, what, again, people, why we have to be so protective and really help this failing planet that we're on, because if our environment goes, we go with it, all right, and every other living thing on it, all right, and we are participating. If we're not doing the right thing, there's no stagnant, there's no in between here. If you're not doing the right thing all day long, you are doing the wrong thing, and you're participating in the sixth extinction. So take a look at your environment, practice epigenetics, clean food, clean air, clean diet, you know, well, that's diet, clean water, clean politics, clean people around you, and participate like that and rebuild our social structures from the ground up like that. Because we do have a lot of zombies running around. We do. It's very dangerous out there. People, you know, if they're believing what they're being told in mainstream media, it's a dangerous place to live these days, you know? So
yeah, but the irony is the crime rates are all going down. The fear of all this crime is going up, though, because the mainstream media only report the crimes that are on the street amongst ordinary people. They don't report the crimes of Congress or the crimes of the media, for instance. We have a caller here, area code 239. State your name. What's your business? Caller, you're on the air. You've been waiting for about 20 minutes, I suppose. But unfortunately, not there. Anyway, back onto the subject of the criminals not really being reported. Again, back to that death count that we were talking about earlier. Mate, in New Zealand, every time there is a fatal car crash, and I'm not joking here, every time there is a fatal car crash, it's headline news.
Right.
Are you fracking kidding me? Whereas in the same time period, 10, 15 people would have been killed by the medical mafia. Not one single eyebrow was raised.
No.
So, of course, naturally, they've managed to shape this thing called public perception. It doesn't exist. There's only everybody's individual opinion, and I'm sure that everybody's individual opinion is the straightforward kind. Like, for example, don't poison and kill me.
Right. Well, you know, I never got it, but you know, it's a damn good thing I don't do what I do for attention and for recognition, because you know, people come in on their deathbed into my clinic and they leave. You know, every week people are leaving, you know, with the light in their eyes and ready to go live a full, healthy, you know, quality, vibrant life again. And, you know, when they literally could barely get out of bed, and in a month they're going home, you know, ready for a whole new life. And, you know, that never gets any, you know, no one doing what I do. You know, I'm not the only one out there. There's some really good practitioners out there practicing really good environmental medicine. And if it weren't for people like you, you know, we truly appreciate the underground, which is about to be on the ground media, because people are getting sick of mainstream media. They're getting very sick of it, and they are going to people like you to get the real deal, what's going on, because you know they understand that things aren't right. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to thank you for bringing me on today and let me share this good news, because we really don't get the recognition that we should. And if we were to, you know, we really truly would have the capacity to save so many more lives, because, you know, we don't have to use purple pills or magic wands. They don't exist. We use good old nature, and it works. So we don't have to, you know, nobody has something that we need that we can't get. It's right there. We just need to know how to get to it and use it.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you're saying that people are turning to me and people like me to get their news is self-evident. For example, just this morning, I just went over 2,500 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and here's the following ranking. You know how there's like reporter channels and like director channels and things of that nature on YouTube, people for music and outdoor arts and certain types and categories. And there's all the YouTube reporters, and here are my rankings. 13th most subscribed of all time, 81st most subscribed this month in the whole of New Zealand. That's across all channels. Second most subscribed this month for reporters, second most subscribed this week for reporters, number one today for reporters, so on and so forth. It's self-evident that people are hungry for the truth, and they don't want to give the mainstream media any cred, because you compare me to the mainstream media channels and they're not even anywhere near me. They're way back. They don't exist almost by comparison. I produce more videos than them. I get more hits than them. My YouTube channel looks better than theirs. It's just that straightforward. They have $1 million budgets to do all the rest of their crap and everything. What have I got? Few subscribers that are giving me $5 a month, and thank you very much to all the subscribers, by the way. I have been able to pay my bills, and it's all thanks to you. The only reason why I'm making all of these extra videos, interviewing all these fabulous guests who are so wonderful and magical and bring light, love, and liberty into your lives, is because you're actually supporting me being able to do it. You have played an active role in informing more and more people through supporting me. That's what I wanted to actually kind of put out here, because you were talking about how, say, Sid came on and he said that he got himself off of 30-something medications down to 2, lost 140 pounds or what have you. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. That's what I want to happen, is that the people who have the attention they deserve, essentially. That's what needs to happen, because we've all been paying attention to the wrong things for too fracking long. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest, very special, is Janita Petrelli. Call in 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. You are listening, you are hearing, and you are feeling, hopefully, if you're, unless, of course, you're a psychopath, the Vinny Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live and living digital quality as much as you could have biometrically scanned into your frontal lobe. My very special guest is Janita Petrelli. Speaking of the frontal lobe, chemical lobotomy. Is that what most of us are suffering here? At least, you know, to degrees, of course. Some of us are very heavily chemically lobotomized to the point where logic does not work anymore. Reason doesn't work. Proper motor functions and what have you. Basically, people have literally become zombified because of all of the eclectic influences. The fluoride in your water, they get you from everywhere. Fluoride in the water. Whatever other chemical-laced crapola that they've got flavoring up their newest artificially covered swan dry of a jacket potato this year. It's unbelievable, incredible, and domineering the sheer cacophony of scumbaggery in the food industry that you just can't believe it. And, of course, when everybody gets sick from the food industry that are feeding them shoveling crapola down them, like literally there's no tomorrow and everybody's ballooning out, full of toxins. They're like bags of walking protoplasmic toxin filth mongers with no reasoning capacity. Absolute total zombie nation, right? But it's global, okay? You can't just talk about Americans in this way. You've now got to be talking about the people in the UK, the people in New Zealand, the people in Australia. We're all bigger, fatter, dumber, and less willing to learn. And it's not an accident, because fat, dumb people who are unwilling to learn are certainly easy to exterminate and or exploit for their labor.
Well, you know what, Vinny, just listening to you, you know what occurred to me? You know, natural selection, you know? And if you're dumb enough to go for this stuff, if you're dumb enough to eat this stuff, you know, when there's all the people out there like you, me, and millions of other people, really, you know, the bioneers, I mean, there's huge groups of people that are talking about this stuff, and everybody knows it. So, you know, really seriously, if you're dumb enough to go for this stuff and appease your urges and go eat that crap and take that thing, that very toxic drug called medicine that they're giving you for your anxiety, if you are dumb enough, then you know what? You are going to land, you know, you're going to live this one precious life that you've been given half-assed, you know, suffering all the way to the grave, the early grave. So, you know, there is selection of the fittest going on.
Yeah, yeah. And the survival of the fittest mentality has been flipped on its head. Instead of having it happen naturally, the elitists have taken that to mean we can now do it ourselves and determine that everybody else is not fit to survive and just actively kill them.
Yeah, well, you know, that I don't know. You know, I love this. You know, I don't care. I'm a scientist by design or by default, okay? They're pouring this, you know, people are actually, they're putting it out in front of you, but it's people that are participating in this and making it difficult for you and me to live the life that we want to live, because every time they reach out and stick that crap in their mouth, every time they go to a doctor and support that system by taking their drugs and letting their health care pay for it, us pay for it, then they're making it more and more difficult for you and I to live a clean, healthy life. They're making it more and more difficult for you and I to not be forced medicated. You know, they're forced medicating children today. That means Big Pharma is so deep in our government that there's actually police showing up at our doorsteps here, telling parents that they either drug their children or they're going to jail, and the kids are going to foster homes where they pay these damn people, these you know, people without jobs running foul. So not all of them are without jobs, actually. Let me clarify that. But we know it's a racket. We know what the system, most of that system is about. And they get paid.
It's child kidnapping, you know.
Forced drug these kids. They get paid extra money to watch those poor kids slobber on couches all day long.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, they feed them some Coca-Cola, and then they start going out of control, and they say, oh, that's a problem child.
That should right? be considered child abuse right there. Feeding your kid, I wish I could call CPS every time I saw a parent shove sugar down a kid's throat.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, the thing is, in CPS custody, you're 5 times more likely to be sexually assaulted than in any other parental environment. So let's not go there. And also, CPS agents are kind of like contractors, bounty hunters, and they actually get certain amounts of money if they bring in, say, a Hispanic kid or a black kid or a white kid. There's a certain pay grade upkeep. And what they do is that there's this whole underground sort of sex kidnapping child culture. It's very, very scary. We don't go into it very often on the show, and very other people will even broach the subject, but it happens a lot. Something like 400,000 kids go missing a year in the US, 100,000 in the UK. Goodness knows what it is everywhere else, but it's a huge, huge problem. And this is another interesting tangent to go along, because you have a look at the sort of intent behind how the system is set up. And if you look at it logically, analytically, it's actually quite simple. It's an occult satanic system.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It operates like one, that's for sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, think of the inherent dishonesty. Mm-hmm. Think of the self-indulgence. Think of the irresponsibility. These are not classifications that you would give to any moral, decent society, would you?
Right. And, well, you know what the message is, Vinny, you know, take care of your kids. And, you know, if you're going to bring kids into the world, take care of them, because you certainly don't want them in a foster home, that's for sure.
Yeah. Because they're almost 100% likely to be drugged, force-drugged. Okay, now imagine this. Here's the scenario. Cop comes up to your house, and he says, look, I've been told that you're not willing to give cocaine to your children. I'm going to take your kid off you unless you give her this cocaine.
Exactly. By the way, we're not just talking about this. I get people, parents calling me asking for help. This is reality. Telling me, can you please help us? We didn't want to drug our children. We were looking for alternative methods, such as, you know, what you do here locally, you know, holistic care for our child. And, you know, they came and picked up my 9-year-old daughter. That's exactly what she said. They came and picked up my 9-year-old daughter. Can you please help? Where do I go to get legal help? What can I do? So this is real, okay? This is real. But you know, Vinny, I want, you know, a lot of complaining goes on, you know, and because, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of people are just getting wind of the truth. So they're like, whoa, you know, okay, you know, I never liked that. Well, now I have a venue to complain, and it's good. Complaining is healthy to a point, but really, you know, we have to understand that we created the world that we live in. You know, we created this world. If we're not 99%, then we're 99% responsible. We can't sit there and make, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschild and J.P. Morgan. We can't make these guys as the pure evil people. I mean, that's like, you know, like when people say that Hitler was so evil. Well, there was a whole army of Nazis that carried out the orders.
Okay? And Hitler was financed by the Rothschilds.
Damn thing. Hitler by himself couldn't have done a damn thing. So we have to look at what's going on in the 99% that's allowing this to happen. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, I think it's Hitler
responsibility, was... people, look in the mirror before you blame them. Yeah, they're corrupt. Come on. But before you blame them and spend your day bitching about it, why don't you look in the mirror and list all the changes that you can make to make the world a better place, to push back on this and to change the world, to make it, you know, what we, you know, are what we should have received as our birthright.
Well, it's about being practical with problem solving. For example, can you solve the problem of Hitler? No, you can't, because he's not here. can you solve the problem of endemic corruption in the entire Congress by yourself? No. Okay. So think about what you can do. Okay. Now, I'm raising kids, right? So what I want to do is I want to be a good example to my children. I want to be working very well, working responsibly in a company job or whatever that doesn't wind up killing people at the end of the day and winds up saving people's lives and actually doing some real good, verifiable goodness in the community, so that my child will wake up being good, honorable, decent, and want to do something good for the community. It's pretty straightforward. Monkey baby see, monkey baby do. You know, it's about setting a good example for yourself, and you wind up influencing the circle of anybody who comes in within contact with you. If you're a good person, you start to perpetuate that around you, and that's the only thing that you need to recognize, is you're literally a transmitter of uber goodness.
Uber good. Oh, I like that.
You know, and Hitler being a person who injected pure meth into his bloodstream, I'm sure he was pretty unhealthy too. So it just shows you, what a good idea it is to take care of your health, ladies and gentlemen, to not be whacked on crack all day long.
not all day long, right?
No. Just at political meetings. Oh, he's fighting a bugger, a wildly mousing smuggin'.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vinny, I've said, speaking of crack, you know, I have told, and this is another thing too, you know, people need to look at things for what they are, you know, and you know, people on these psych drugs, these choose your mood drugs, you know, I've told people, you know, we got to stop, you know, looking at ourselves and our neighbors and our other family members as separate or better, you know, than other people, you know, because we're on, you know, one person's on psych drugs that, you know, is going, well, he's an alcoholic or that's a meth head. And then like, that's a bad thing. And then that's worse than being on Prozac or Klonopin. You know, every single drug out there, okay, is, you know, what the pharmaceuticals are is evil twins, much more toxic evil twins to the street drugs, okay? What they did was they actually just made their own drugs legal, all right? But in the copying of doing that, they're actually more toxic because, you know, how do you get a little tiny pill, and I'll tell you the answer to this, how do you get a little tiny pill to last all day long? Well, they emulate everything about the street drug, you know, let's say cocaine, okay? Well, we got Ritalin, the legal cocaine is Ritalin. Well, how do you make that last all day long? You shut down the body's ability to detoxify, to metabolize it and get it out. So they're on these drugs 24/7. So they're actually doing more damage to their brain, more damage to their body. They're on it 24/7. And by the way, did you know that the statistics are almost 100% that if you give your child psych drugs, mood drugs, when they're you know, young, that they will absolutely go to the street drugs when they get into high school, and sometimes, many times before they even get into high school. You're teaching your child to take a pill, okay? Think about it. You're teaching your child to take a pill every day. How do you think that's going to translate? Oh, no, you know, you're teaching them how to, you know, be healthy and exercise and eat right? No, you're teaching them how to take pills when they don't feel good.
Yeah, I mean, would you teach your child how to roll cigarettes at a very young age?
Yeah, I love it.
It's just like, darling, could you just pass us the filters? Yep, moisten the tip for me. Thank you very much. You know, come on. What the heck is going on here, people? Again, about putting good examples. And of course, what I love about the media and the General Scumbaggery Network affiliates that people have is that they always use this one line. Think of the children. It's like, you're the ones who are brainwashing them and giving them 10,000 commercials of sugar popper brain drain cereal every day. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, because people are so convinced that this stuff is medicine and, you know, really what they are is legal drug addicts. You know, I tell people that, you know, the housewife with Prozac in her medicine cabinet is actually in worse shape than the crackhead smoking crack in the crack house, because at least the crackhead knows that they got to stop doing drugs to get healthy, you know?
and whereas the, what would you call, it'd be somebody who's on a prescription, a press head, perhaps, or a prescript head, you know, somebody who just really, really is just a crackhead for prescription drugs. And it happens all the time. Even Marilyn Manson gets a whole bunch of people who are very famous and well-to-do and what have you to come over to his house and have Vicodin parties, allegedly.
Right. Yeah. It's the real deal. They're drugs, you know. They're checkout, you know. You check out. You know, that's what people want to do these days because they're so symptomatic, you know, from all of the bad foods and the junk and the poisons that they're eating, breathing, and drinking.
Exactly, which is why I only advocate prescription drugs if it's recreational.
Yeah. Right.
I joke.
No, it's you have to joke about it, you know, because it's so sad that that people actually think that there's any kind of truth in the idea of a drug being a medicine. Come on, nobody has ever, not one person has ever gotten well taking a psych drug. Not one.
They've never cured a single person.
In fact, the famous Dr. Abram Hoffer, who wrote the foreword to my first book, Alcoholism, the Cause and the Cure, he was actually famous for working with Bill Wilson in orthomolecular medicine, the niacin trials. And, you know, he was a biochemist, of course, and actually an MD psychiatrist. And he would go around, you know, they were just lynching him in the 50s, you know, and with his holistic natural cures for schizophrenia. You know, the guy was famous for it. And he would, you know, when these psychiatrists at these conventions would start, you know, harassing him at the podium, he would say, well, doctor, how many of your patients are well? And it would
show. And they'd always say none. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Your opinion about medicine.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone with gone. Our needs are now different and our aims are different. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone with gone.
That the world you knew is gone. The world you grew up in, it exists no longer. The only thing that exists is right here and now, and the only indication you got of the future is what's already happened in the past, because it may not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, my very special guest in the final segment here, Janita Petrelli, and I try to do this with every guest, keep reminding myself, is there something you'd like to say that perhaps hasn't come to that point in the conversation yet, or might have been a little bit inappropriate or a bit risque or something of that nature? I encourage everybody to kind of open up here on this show.
Well, you know, I do these shows, Vinny, because I want to help people wake up, you know, and I want to get people active. When they wake up and realize let's just look at it this way. It's happening. We're already in it. You know, if you were to look 50 years ago, you know, take a picture from 50 years ago and look at society today, the shock you probably wouldn't be able to live through the acknowledgement of what happened in 30 seconds. It's only through, you know, slow progressions to these horrible, conclusions that, you know, the powers that be are allowed to get away with what they get away with. It's a very slow progression. And what I call it, the invisible crazy makers, you know, the stuff that they're putting in your food, the stuff that they're putting in your water, you know, the laws that they're creating to subdue you and to make you, you know, truly, you know, little by little. I mean, I knew when I was 17 years old and they made the seatbelt law. I'm like, wait, this is fascist. You know, if I want to crash my head up against a windshield when I get in a car accident, that's my business, you know? And I knew, you know, that it was going in the wrong direction back then. I saw it coming even back then. I saw sugar when I was 17 years old coming, you know, being a huge problem already. And so, you know, I just wanted to get people truly to see that, you know, really the fabric of society and everything is dying. You know, the planet is dying. The society, true, real people, we're not flourishing anymore, you know? We're not flourishing. What we're really missing here is the fact that, you know, here, you know, as humans, we were given this beautiful planet, all these gorgeous animals, tasty food, beautiful sky art. I mean, we are just given this absolute beautiful magic carpet ride, and we're running out of gas. We are running out of gas. Our little magic carpet that we were given is running out of gas. And if we don't do something about it, starting with our own health, we, you know, look at what our children, I have a 22-year-old daughter. I am afraid, you know, for her and her right and what she should be looking forward to, you know, being able to have children, you know, in 10 years or so. but you know, it's really sad. And we really have to turn it around now. My participation, you know, my solution is to be a fractal environmentalist, is to teach people, provide a place for people to heal, teach people about their relationship with, you know, between their bodies and the earth, and that we rely on it, not partially, wholly, we rely on the earth for our health. And, you know, when you're not taking care of the earth, you are taking away your children's, you know, ability to be healthy down the line. And so, you know, I just want to get people active. You know, I'm doing my part. You know, I don't just heal people, you know, or I don't even heal people. You know, I provide an environment for them, for their bodies and minds to heal. But, you know, my thing is about education. When people come to my clinic, you know, we're all about giving them the education that they need when they leave to be healthy and to be environmentalist for the planet, which is the same thing. Okay. So, you know, we absolutely, you know, educate people. They leave environmentalists. That's my evil plan here. When people leave, they know how to be conscious consumers. They know how to be, you know, healthy. You know, they know who to buy from, who not to buy from. It's a fully integrated solution, you know, at Shea.
Exactly. Well, it's a multifaceted solution that we all must seek here. It's not just environmentalism. It's not just consumer consciousness. It's actually really thinking about everything in a very holistic context, you know, whether that be your news and information, your health, your government. Everything needs to be seen as a problem to be solved, not as a problem you can do nothing about. It's that can't-do attitude. These are the barriers in front of me is your mode of thinking, as opposed to how do I get over those barriers in front of me and have it not be a rhetorical question?
Yeah. And also, let's be real, you know, stop participating in it. You know, don't be a poser. Don't listen to the Vinny show. And, you know, while you're eating, you know, Monsanto junk, you know, participate, you know, walk the walk. You know, don't put your urges above what the planet needs and what your brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and children need. You know, stop, you know, the addictive cycles of food, all of it. It's a very selfish thing that people do. You know, they just continue buying those packages and continue eating that junk and continue fueling the pockets of the people that they bitch about, you know?
Oh, when will we learn? And the answer is some will learn and some won't. But if you are one who will, don't waste your time with people who won't.
Well, you know what? The healthy people are going to win this game because the unhealthy people are dying.
Can't fight.
You know, they're dying faster and faster, you know?
They lack the will. It's just that simple. The people who have woken up and have become healthy obviously have the will to survive. And the people who are unhealthy, who are zombified and enslaved, they won't survive. It's just right. That simple.
It is just that simple. You know, they might create a lot of chaos and a lot of discord while they are, you know, stumbling around on the planet. But you know, we know how to stay out of their way.
You know, it's like a bear who growls at you from inside the massive pit that you dug for him. He's not gonna go anywhere, and you know that he's dead.
Right.
All right. It may look big and scary, but he's in a hole, and he's gonna die.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is exactly where we find ourselves. This is how I'm starting to see the New World Order as just this big paper dragon illusion to a large degree. Most of the things that they have coming on us are mind attacks, spiritual attacks, things that we can defeat before they've even had a chance to supplant our own imaginations, our own creativity, our own potential and power. These are things that are ours by right. The second we're born, we're given those. And they try to make us forget that we have such power. You know why? Because they are just a paper dragon who is incredibly afraid that we will recognize how strong we are, because it shows them up for how weak and cowardly they are.
Well, exactly. You know, well, you know, we were just talking about this when we took break. You know, look at how fearful they are. Every time we organize, they do everything they can to try and stop us. You know, when we organize on the air, when we organize our medicine, when we organize our views, you know, through groups that we attend, you know, I mean, they are afraid. And you know, but, you know, Vinny, you know, it's funny, the audacity. See, the audacity in medicine, they thought that they can do better with medicine than you know, with the holistic practices, you know, aligning yourself with the natural laws. You know, they really, if anything, we suffer from our own audacity, or they suffer, those that think that they got anything on God, you know, the universal law. Anybody that thinks that they can improve on universal law is audacious, and they are going to suffer, because you can't improve on that system. So, and you know, also these, you know, 1% supposed regulators, I don't even know what they are, you know. But you know, it's impossible to do what they think that they can do. They've been living behind their little ivory towers for so long that they really think that, you know, that they can you know, control the world. And it's really going to – and I know that they're afraid. I think that they're afraid too. I think everybody is afraid, because, you know, it's quite diabolical what's going on, you know, because we have – These technologies and nuclear powers that are so out of control right now, biotech warfare, this and that, so out of control. You know, they have screwed up big time already, and I think they know it. So, you know, they're not going to be able. It's not going to be pretty learning the lesson that you can't do it. It's not going to be pretty, and everybody should be prepared for that. But in the end, we will survive. We will win. You know, that's what we have, 3 million years of empirical evidence on our side.
Yeah, exactly. As it is here, so it is over there. You got fluoride, we got fluoride. And the New World Order has the exact same problem that we do. When you reach too far, sooner or later, you find out just how far you can reach.
Right. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I stole it from a good poet, and I think that guy also said professional poets. What was it? Amateur poets copy, professional poets steal. And I can assure you that the New World Order are professional poets, ladies and gentlemen, because they've been busy stealing stuff off you for your entire lifetime. You never even noticed there was a thief in the house. Thank you very much, Janita Pacelli, for coming on to the show with us today. And you can Google her, ladies and gentlemen. I'll hope to have you on again sometime.
I hope to be on. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for giving me the time to reach out and hopefully cause some more action in the right direction.
Absolutely. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to subscribe to support the broadcast, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.